This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New European Union deal on migrants calls for Turkey to receive about $6.6 billion in aid to help organizations look after the nearly 3 million migrants already in Turkey. Promises of visa-free travel for its citizens in most of Europe and the eventual resumption of negotiations with Turkey on membership in the EU. The EU will resettle one Syrian from a camp in Turkey in exchange for each Syrian who used an irregular route to reach Greece. Federal Department of Transportation announced a partnership with Sidewalk Labs, a unit of Alphabet, the Google technology conglomerate, that aims to funnel transit data to city officials in hopes of making traffic more bearable and figuring out newer, smarter ways of moving people and goods around the country's urban areas. Retired wrestler Hulk Hogan was awarded $115 million in damages by a Florida jury in an invasion of privacy case against Gawker.com over its publication of a sex tape. Nick Denton, the founder of Gawker and a defendant in the case, was found personally liable, as was the site's former editor-in-chief. Arizona's Latino population swelled to 2.5 million last year from 440,000 in 1980, while the share of white residents has steadily declined. Arizona has fewer undocumented immigrants than it did in 2009, according to the Pew Hispanic Center, and based on census numbers, scholars at the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at Arizona State University projected that one in five of the state's Latino residents will be a U.S. citizen by 2030. Primary is coming up there very soon. According to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, a quarter of Puerto Rico's 3.5 million people will probably get the Zika virus within a year, and eventually 80% or more may be infected. A British survey found that 60% of young people are getting their sex education from internet pornography, even though 75% know it is as realistic as pro wrestling. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, a local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.